time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Coming up on May 17th, that is a week from tomorrow, they will honor the very best in business at the Bees. Join them for a dazzling red carpet award ceremony, entertainment, and a dessert reception. Get your tickets online at carolinachamber.org. Find out more about the town of Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. And we've got the mayor of Chapel Hill here in the studio, Pam Heminger. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing good. Long time no see.
Wasn't it Thursday yesterday?
It was, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So earlier today, the two of us and 15 of our closest friends were at the Chapel Hill Public Library for the steering committee for Chapel Hill 18-19-2019, the 200th birthday celebration.
Yeah. Thought it was a good meeting. We got some logos to consider and to really ramp this up, plan a lot of events. Our real birthday is November 20th this year, but what are we going to do before then? How are we going to help people get motivated? A lot of great ideas, and just really excited about the opportunity to celebrate a lot of who we are, where we've come from, and where we want to go. We talked today, too, though, about celebrating our firsts. What are we the first at? So I'm going to put that challenge out there. If you know of things that we were first at and want to report them in, you can email me or call you or however that works. We'd love to celebrate those and put those out there. We want to accumulate all this information so we can share it with everybody and have a timeline out there, all those kinds of good things. So it's fun.
I won't be doing this over the course of the year, and like September, October, November will really be when this ramps up. So over the course of the rest of the spring and through the summer, be on the lookout for more information about this and more opportunities to get involved in more actual events happening, like beginning in the summer and continuing on through the fall.
Excited.
It's going to be fun.
The first kickoff one was a celebration of Howard Lee, 50 years when he was first elected mayor of Chapel Hill, first African-American mayor in a predominantly white city in the South. He also did some pivotal changes for our community, and he was right alongside him was Lillian Lee, not to be dismissed. She was a force, too.
Alongside, behind him, and in front of him,
right? No, she said always pulling him along, in charge of the hospital school, starting that up, and very involved in education. Both of them have been very involved in education. But talking about starting our transit system, separating, I won't say completely from the university, but kind of moving and taking over the shifts where we were no longer a university-driven town. We were a town standing on its own. Starting some of the affordable housing components and all those kinds of things that really paved the way for us to move forward in a pivotal way.
Yeah. So if you're listening out there, you want to help the town celebrate its 200th birthday. And this is the 200th anniversary of the town's
government
being officially created by the state government,
So there was a bicentennial, I think, 25 years ago.
That was for UNC. Mostly.
Mostly, and the first cornerstone of the first house in Chapel Hill, I believe.
Yeah.
But this was actually the chartering of our government to make us officially a town. So officially, according to the records, as a town, November 20th, 1819.
If you want to get involved in the celebration, the commemoration, the looking back, the looking forward, be on the lookout for a lot more information about that coming up throughout the rest of this year. So looking forward, one of the big, and you mentioned transportation, one of the big developments or one of the big projects that's kind of on the table right now is one that we've talked about before, but still a lot of moving parts on this, the DOT's plan to widen I-40 out there by NC-86.
Right. So DOT is planning on widening I-40 where at 54 it narrows down to two lanes. They're talking about widening it to three lanes by going mostly into the median and to the right-of-way that they already have. They don't want to replace the bridges, all that kind of thing. They're going to be widening it all the way out to the interchange with I-85. It's a huge bottleneck, as we all know, and to be honest with you, it's one of the huge sources of air pollution for us in Chapel Hill community as cars idle on that road there. And it's in kind of a valley, so the smoke. Anyway, the interchange with with Highway 86 and I-40 was proposed to cut through a neighborhood at first or do all these other things. We're not going to be cutting through a neighborhood. DOT has agreed to many of the requests the Chapel Hill Council and citizens and Orange County put forward, where we asked them to not do that, to leave it connected, to also not super street it right away, to give us time to figure out if there's other things we can do to not create this no left turn out off of Eubanks Road. They are going to put the slipstream off the, if you are coming from the west towards Chapel Hill and you want to get off for Eubanks Road, there will be a slipstream that you won't have to go through the light in the intersection at Caraway Village there. You can just pop right in that way. That's one of the requests. They're doing that. Then they're coming up there, and then we're going to be changing this light signals delays to correlate better. So the goal for DOT is to not have traffic back up onto the interstate exit ramps. So on the other side, where people are coming from the east towards Chapel Hill, getting off, instead of having a straight line, it'll probably be a circular to be able to stack on the exit ramp a little bit more. So we're hopeful these plans will work out. Some of the concerns with Super Street, besides people really don't find them as interesting as DOT finds them, is that we have a lot of trucks and equipment coming through that intersection on a daily basis. Recycling trucks, garbage trucks, all kinds of town public works trucks. Everything's coming through there, and super streeting is really hard for trucks, too. I mean, it's hard enough for individuals driving. When you have a big truck, those turns are hard. They have to be made really wide. Mm. And so that was some of the concern we shared as well.
What is super streeting exactly?
Oh, yes. So do you know over on Irwin Road and 15501 where people are trying to cross from the Europa across?
Oh, and then you have to cut around to the other side?
You have to always go. You have to go right, and then you have to get in the left lane and wait for a light and then come back around. Mm. And that's to keep the traffic flowing in one direction on either side of the road so that no one's making, there's no signal to make a left-hand turn at that point until you get to the top of the super street. Mm. And it's effective in keeping the flow of moving out of Chapel Hill and moving into Chapel Hill, but it's not effective for people coming across ways.
Right.
So if you're coming across, you have to do a lot of maneuvering to get over. And that was the thinking up there at 86 and Eubanks Road. There are people coming down Eubanks Road that want to turn left and get right onto I-40. There are people who are turning right. There's no straight way to go there. So how to keep that turn availability was part of the concern while not backing the traffic up onto the highway.
So what is next in this project?
They have already started out there. Their goal is to start the widening project within the next 2 years and get moving along. The interchange will be delayed at 86 there for a while, and so we can monitor more and figure out more what's going on. They'll also be changing and making some upgrades to the old 86 interchange with I-40, and that will happen first, and some of the other interchanges, ours will be done, I won't say last, but again, trying to put in the pieces to help the traffic move better so that we don't have to go to a super street model is the goal.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government's upcoming events, upcoming meetings, including one on Monday that's going to be a public information session on form-based code.
Of the Blue Hill District.
Of the Blue Hill District,
yes.
Right.
So we have to revise our stormwater regulations in the Blue Hill District because of alignment with the state legislature's changes. And also we're talking about massing and some other things, so it's a public input to help people understand the conversation we will be having on May 22nd at a council meeting. So that's going on. We had a great attendance at the stormwater workshop that was held also over in the Blue Hill District over at Eastgate. Great turnout, great coverage talking about how to prepare for the next floods as we're experiencing climate change. As we know, Chapel Hill is kind of in a basin here. How do we prepare ourselves and be ready before it happens so that we can make sure that we're still, people are safe, that businesses can stay open, that people can get where they need to go, those kinds of things. So
that given that this is in response to changes at the state level, how much discretion does Chapel Hill have in terms of the changes that we can make?
It varies.
Okay.
Sorry, I know you want a straight answer. Mm-hmm. We are part of the Jordan Lake watershed. We follow the Jordan Lake rules, but mostly we follow them because in our ordinance we have what's called the RCD, the Resource Conservation District, which allows us to set those buffer rules and to implement other stormwater mandates. We always get that opportunity as well when we're rezoning a property for new construction. We can negotiate to get better stormwater controls. You can always do that. The reason it's difficult in the Blue Hill District with form-based code is we took away the RCD requirement, and the state now has the right to their legislation overrides ours there because that was relaxed when the form-based code was initially founded. Mm-hmm. So we have to make the change there. We don't have to make it in other existing places that we already have implemented through our charter. So
Okay.
Good. Yeah, so that's good. I keep talking, oh, I was going to say the water challenge. Thank you for everyone who participated in the water challenge with Town of Carver, Town of Chapel Hill, and Owosso with the Aqua Vista program. A lot of people, I got comments about how they found out they had leaks in their water system because they signed up for the water monitoring, which is your own site. They don't come and monitor you. It's done through your meter. It can give you a readout of all the last days, hour, by the hour. You can see how much water you're using, and it can detect the leak, and it can send you a notice like it did to my house. You have probably have a leak, which we have been trying to find. So,
successfully or still trying to find
found
it?
Found one. Thought
okay,
got it.
That's good.
Going
yeah.
for the second. But the water.
The point of the Aqua Vista program.
At 2 in the morning,
though.
And I'm not really doing anything at 2 in the morning with my water. So,
this is the point of the Aqua Vista program,
yes,
though, is to let you know when you have an issue like that. So that's great.
But
yeah.
We had more folks, percentage wise, sign up in Chapel Hill and meet the goals of reducing their water intake. So we get the Golden Faucet Award.
Woo! I'm going to say that's an upset. This is like a higher population. You've got to get a lot more people to get the percentage.
It was done on a percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good. We're very proud, but we want people to be more aware of what's going on. We know we've had extreme amounts of water back in 2006 when we had the drought. We had the opposite things going on, but again, being prepared either way for drought or for extreme water is the world we live in right now.
Yeah.
We're going to be having a tree replenishment committee that we'll figure another name out, but basically we want to help people and help our community replant trees. And there's going to be more information coming about this. Part of our climate action plan is to replant more trees. And I would love for one of our goals to plant 200 trees this year for our 200th celebration. It's an important feature, and mayors across the entire country are doing these tree replantings and setting goals and trying to put them out there because it's got real payoffs. There's climate action plan payoffs and rates of tree canopy and covering. And granted, the tree plant today is not going to be the one that's shading you 4 years from now, but, you know, 10 to 15 years from now. If you don't plant them now, you're not going to have them in 10 to 15. But we're going to invite anyone who's interested to come be part of this and make it a citizen resident committee. Very excited about this opportunity.
Awesome. Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, and as we wrap up later on this week, tomorrow, right, you're going to a conference on renewable energy?
I am going tomorrow morning to the Clean Tech Cluster in our area is having a renewable energy, how to get cities to move to 100% renewable energy, what options you can take. We're still working on our website in the town, but this is sharing best practices across the region. After attending the North Carolina Energy Conference, this is a subset piece of this for what we're doing together here in the region, so I'm very excited about that tomorrow morning. And then it's graduation weekend, folks.
Awesome.
And Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day
to
everybody.
All the same time. Yeah, happy Mother's
all
Day.
All at the same time. I have a child graduating on Sunday.
Congratulations.
It's very exciting, so we're hoping for better weather on Sunday, but we'll see. But it's a celebratory time in our town. Celebrate, come to the graduation, or know that lots of people are coming into town. And then we always will put out there, come on downtown after this is all done. There's a lot to celebrate and see what we've been doing downtown and to frequent those businesses as our student family leaves for a bit. And we're a little bit lower in residency for the summer. We welcome people to come re-explore their own town.
Awesome.
All cool. Yeah.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.